Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you, those of you that work so hard for money, and now you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 billion years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life, because as you are blessed financially, you can create a greater ripple effect through the lives of others. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you guys, all you guys that have been out there. Holy shnikes. I know we talked about in September that we would take on 10 clients that I'd actually do a personal meeting with. And you guys took that seriously. Now it's having to figure out who to say no to. So appreciate you guys reaching out. There's still a few spots left. So be sure that if you're like, hey, I think I'm the person right now. I need to get out of the rat race. I've got cash, but what do I do with it? How do I get it to work for me? If I can stop working, that's what you need to do. Reach out to us. So go to moneyripples.com to do that. As a reminder, if you haven't done this already, go to freaking It's not called iTunes anymore. Apple Podcast. If you're listening to the podcast, go there, rate and review us. You know, if you hate it, don't review us. But you know, if you do like us, go there as well. And be sure to drop a nice little review. I would love to be able to have you guys do that for us. So appreciate you guys doing that already.
Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing, and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out.
Okay, guys, so I've got a special guest today. This is actually a repeat guest. We've had him on, I don't know, Kyle, we had you on once, twice, this three times a lady?
You've been on mine so many times. I'm trying to think of how many times I've been on yours. I think it was just the one time. I'm not as cool as you are, so.
Yeah, we've done at least once. I know that for sure. But yeah, it's true. We've done so many joint podcasts together. It's hard to remember which is which anymore.
Yeah.
But definitely excited to have Kyle Stanley back with us because he really is kind of like our resident, like short-term rental expert. Because I can't tell you how many of you, and I know some of you already are like tuning in because you're like, okay, I need this because you're been considering, should I have this business or not? Should I go into short-term rentals with Airbnb or VRBO? And Kyle is your guy. Yeah, he's out of Fresno, California. He's been doing this, but he does more like the arbitrage type of investing in Airbnbs. So something that's even more unique and specific. He also is the host of the Fearless Investor podcast. I'm trying to remember how to say that 10 times fast. Now, just so you know about Kyle, like he's no small beans here, right? He went from like 3,000 a month to over 20,000 a month in a short-term rental business. He's a super host, does amazing things there. And he teaches others to do the same just like you today. So excited to bring him on. So Kyle, welcome.
Yeah, I think you had a birthday recently, didn't you? So happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And Chris, I need to tell you, I finally, and for those of you that are listening, Chris helped me get set up with my Infinite banking policy. And I finally took a loan out on it for the first time. I've had it for almost 3 years now, and I just took a loan out for the first time to be able to use it on a private money lending deal. So really excited to finally put that into action.
Awesome. I was going to ask if it's something you use with short-term rentals, but it sounds like a private money deal, huh?
Yeah, with a business. I can tell you more about it later, but long story short, I know a person in business that needed a little bit floated for their business during a slow season. So took a little bit of money, sent it to them, and they're going to pay me principal plus interest in the next 6 months, and I'm going to make a nice return on that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Always love to hear about that arbitrage too. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, congratulations. I don't know if that's, I should announce that publicly to you as well.
Yeah, it depends on which one. We got married and we're pregnant. I don't know if you know that. So yeah, we just found out as a girl. So very exciting times. Life is going to change here soon.
That's right. Your days of being this a newlywed couple, those days are going to be gone pretty quick once you have that baby.
That changed pretty much week one of marriage. Yeah.
Well, awesome, man. Well, tell us, I mean, because we've talked about short-term rentals before on this show. I mean, one, I guess my first question would be is, why should someone do short-term rentals?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think just as a new investor or someone that is looking for passive income, it's a great route. So, you know, I know you mentioned there that I got it to over $20,000. That happened in the first 18 months, and that was during COVID. Now today, you know, our business will gross anywhere between $200,000 a month to close to $300,000 a month. And we're keeping right around 20% of those margins, which is really, if you do the math there, that's a lot more than $20,000 a month. Yeah. And so it's been life-changing for me for sure. But, you know, I look at it and I'm like, all right, I know a lot of your audience is high wealth, high net worth individuals. Hey, if you want to go and you want to buy that second home, but you want to make it cash flow while you're not using it, this is a great opportunity. And you find a manager and you have them do it for you. Or maybe you find that, you know, person in your family that's been looking to start their entrepreneurial career. And what a great opportunity to say, hey, go co-host this and manage this property for me and, you know, help them kind of get a jump start into a short-term rental management business. And then on the other side, if you're like, hey, either I want another stream of income or I'm bored or I'm about to retire and I want to do something to keep me, you know, busy. This is an amazing opportunity that, you know, I turned into by using other people's properties. I turned this into a six-figure business, net business, you know, in less than a year. And so that's tough to do in most businesses. And this is a really great opportunity to do that because you can go to other landlords and tell them, hey, if I rent it from you, or if I manage it for you, here's all the benefits. And it's way more beneficial to do this for landlords versus a long-term renter if you know all those benefits. So many things to like about this business, and it just continues to get more and more popular by the day.
Yeah. You know, I've heard a lot of people like their barrier to entry is more like, I want to do it, but, you know, especially if this property is not where I am locally, how do we manage this? Like, how do I know I find the right management type company to help me do this or find like another super host like you? That's something that people are really scared of. And sometimes that stops them from even taking the action in the first place.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll give you a few resources for that. First of all, cohostmarket.com is a really good website that people can go to. And if they say, hey, I'm going to go buy a house in Orlando, Florida, they can go to cohostmarket.com and see all of the co-hosts that are advertising themselves as wanting to take on more properties in Orlando, Florida. And by the way, guys, when we're talking about co-hosting, that's just a fancy term for short-term rental management, property management, essentially. So that's a great place to just be able to say, I want to buy in this area. Is there opportunities to find someone that way? And then, you know, if you just Google short-term rentals or vacation rentals in that city, most of the time you'll come up with stuff. The one recommendation I definitely have is stay away from the big companies. Look for the mom and pop shops that are running it with more than just mom and pop, right? They've got a manager on their team. They've got a cleaning team. They've got the maintenance men. They've got all that, but they're local, or they at least have that local team, versus the Evolves, the Turnkeys, the Vacasas. They're going to... Yeah, they're going to say that they've got, you know, all the local stuff, but I haven't found anyone that's had a good experience with any of those really big companies because most of the time they just spread themselves too thin. They become a jack of all trades rather than a master of one. And because of that, they just don't do a quality job most of the time, you know, but that's kind of where I would start if I was someone looking to have this outsourced.
Yeah, that's great. Well, tell us more about your strategy, because I know your strategy is unique from what most people do, because many people are like, oh, I got to drop a couple hundred grand down payment on buying a property. You've taught me that you don't have to do that.
Yeah. I mean, the first property I bought was actually through the BRRRR strategy. So I was able to get my first property basically for free, buy, rent, or renovate, rent, refinance, repeat. So essentially I put in about $220,000 into this property, refinanced it after the renovations, and got all that money back because it was now worth $315,000. Plus it paid for the furniture, and that property was cash flowing over $2,000 a month. That's a really great investment, right? Yeah. But I have to have a deal flow from off-market deals to be able to do that. And then if I'm saying, well, I want to go buy one just conventionally 20% down. Yeah. Like you said, if it's worth $500,000, you're putting 100K down plus closing costs plus paying for the furniture. Is it going to cash flow more than a long-term rental? Yeah, it absolutely should. Are you going to make your money back faster than a long-term rental? Yeah, you absolutely should. But just like me, the first time I did that, I was like, well, now I'm out of money. Like, I have two short-term rentals. Now I can't go buy anymore. Am I going to have to just do one at a time for the rest of my life every single year? or every single year for the rest of my life? And the answer to that was no, because I found out about this way to do it without owning the property, where you can either rent it from a landlord, pay for the furniture, pay for everything to get set up, that security deposit, and now you're in charge of paying the monthly rent and utilities, and you keep all the profits. So if I make $5,000 of that property and I rented it for $2,500 and I had another $500 of utilities, $3,000 away from that $5,000, my net is $2,000 on a property that I only invested $15,000 to $20,000 on, and I don't own it. So I don't own any of those major issues. If there's a leak, if there's the roof caves in, if the foundation isn't holding up, those are all still the owner's problems. So that was the way that I really saw, like, hey, I can scale this thing quickly. I've got a little bit of capital, not enough to go buy a house, but I can go through, get three or four of these arbitrage deals. And then as I got really good at that, and I became known as kind of the go-to Airbnb guy in Fresno, people started asking me, hey, I've got this property, will you manage it for me? And I was like, well, I don't know. Do the numbers work out on that? Let's see. And I did the numbers, and yeah, they're going to make two or three times more after all expenses than they would as a long-term rental. And I'm going to make $800 to $1,000 just managing this thing. And the owner pays for everything. They pay for the furniture. Yeah. They pay for the setup. They pay for everything. I have $0 invested in these deals. In fact, I get paid to set them up because I'm providing a service to this owner to set it up and to get it ready for Airbnb. So that was the way that I really started to blow up right around when COVID happened and people saw that Airbnb was still working really well. They said, Kyle, will you manage my property? We went from 6 to 25 in a 4-month span. And now today we're at pushing on the door for 70 properties about 3.5 years in.
Wow. Definitely a lot more scalable than buying one a year if you're lucky, right?
Yeah. Well, a lot more scalable. And if you do it the right way and you provide an amazing service and you get leads coming in. My phone rings 3 to 5 times a week with leads from people that I'm like, I don't know who you are. I don't know who referred you. That name doesn't sound familiar, but because I've done a good job, my name just gets passed around.
That's good to have. That's amazing. So I know there's a lot of people that I've talked to, even personally, some of these listeners where they're saying, I've got 10, 20, maybe $50,000. And they're like, okay, it's not like 200,000 plus, like we generally want people to have to invest if they're going to work with us one-on-one, right? But sometimes they're saying, well, is there a way I can get there faster? And I see this as being a great way to do that, be able to help build up some cash and some cash flow. They can, of course, they can do more infinite banking type stuff too, but they can also really build up that cash. They can start doing other passive investments outside of this too, right?
Yeah. Let me be totally clear is that when it comes to arbitrage and co-hosting, that it is an active business, right? We can set up systems, we can bring in people, but at the end of the day, to get the properties, to create those systems, like I created a business, a sellable asset now, if I wanted to, that has those people and has those systems and has everything in place. It took time for me to make that passive, but yes, it's an accelerator. I have people all over, that I've networked with that are stoked about their long-term rental that's making them $100, $200, maybe $300 a month after expenses. This is 3Xing that, 5Xing that, and allowing you to be able to accelerate that while using other people's properties to get that active income to where now, okay, like me, for example, if I make $50,000 in a month with this active income, now in 2 months, I can go buy a new house. Whereas the path that I was on before was, if I was just get one property per year, it would take me a while to build up that wealth. Now I can build up that wealth faster because I've created an active business that is just feeding this machine.
Exactly. Well, I know there's people here saying like, well, how do we learn this kind of stuff? Obviously you have, you educate people how to do this. First, who's like the best kind of person to do this kind of business? And then two, like, what do you offer?
Yeah. So there's two types of people that I see get into this business. One already has the wealth or the money, and now they want to focus on wealth. And so they want to go and put their money into short-term rentals and buy them. That honestly is just the easiest route there is finding a good realtor and finding a good property manager, short-term rental property manager, that's going to help you find the deals and then manage the deals. If you can do that, because that kind of person, Chris, is really not most of the time looking to do the day-to-day. They don't want to manage the cleaners. They don't want to go do the cleanings. They don't want to message the guests. And that's fine. But you really just need a good property manager for short-term rentals and a good realtor. That's a great place to start. But then there's the other side, someone that says, hey, I'm looking to leave my 9-to-5 job. I make a really good income in my 9-to-5 job, but it doesn't fulfill me. It keeps me away from my family. I don't get to travel as much. I'm really tied to this 9-to-5 job. This is someone that, to me, needs to go down the route of arbitrage and coasting to build up cash flow to solve that need that they need in their life. Maybe they're making $10,000 a month. Boom, let's go get you 5 or 10 arbitrage or coasting deals, get that $10,000 a month, replace that full-time income, and now 10X this thing to where we can get that to $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 a month, and now focus on the wealth building side of it. So to me, that's where most people are going to, they're going to fall into one or the other most of the time. And if they feel, if you are sitting here and you're feeling like, hey, I'm that second person, I'm the 9-to-5 job that I need to leave. Yeah, we've got a coaching program. It's called the Airbnb, or the now it's called the short-term rental kickstart course. Can't call it Airbnb anymore. Short-term rental kickstart course. Usually it's $14.97, but because I love Chris and love what he's doing here, we're going to give it to your audience, Chris, for $500 off, $9.97. And that's literally just a business in a box. You go onto my YouTube channel, right? You're going to get information. You get the course, you're going to get instruction. It's going to show you step-by-step exactly what to do. You're going to get the contracts. You're going to get the how-tos. You're going to get the templates. You're going to get the scripts. You're going to get the
all the resources.
Yeah, all the resources, every single thing that you need, exactly the way that I built my business. For under $1,000, you could literally go and build a six-figure business. And we have tons of students who have done just that. I just had one recently who signed up in February. He already has collected to date just under $1 million on Airbnb alone, not VRBO included, has over 50 listings. And this guy's life has literally changed in less than 6 months. So it's extremely possible to do just that. And all you gotta do is just do the work.
That's the key, right?
Yeah.
It only works if you work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and I think you said that you're going to drop that link in your blog.
Yeah. So if you guys go to moneyripples.com under the podcasting section, we have all these videos actually transcribed. You probably, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but we actually have them transcribed, including the link for that right there. So guys, if you just go to moneyripples.com, click on podcast, you'll see right there Kyle's beautiful face, you know, and my not so beautiful face right there. And you'll be able to see the link you can click on and be able to get that discount. So, and that's very generous, Kyle. I agree for starting a business. I mean, any kind of business for that matter. I mean, most people will pay tens of thousands of dollars to hire a coach to help them do that. For you to do that at a fraction of the cost, give them all those resources and things and be able to do that. That's just incredible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, like I mentioned, it's easy to be able to go buy it and invest in yourself, but you got to actually do the work. And so if there's anything I can encourage anyone to do is don't be a lover of learning, be a lover of learning and then doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what we talk about on this podcast, because you guys know it. You've watched at least 3 podcasts. You know that at some point we're going to say, great, you know, I'm glad you listened to Kyle, but at some point you actually got to be more than a hearer of the word. You got to be a doer as well. So Kyle, I appreciate that. Like there's so much good information, even just giving us some help on the co-hosting part. That was a very valuable resource as well. And everybody, any of you that are looking to really look into getting into this more, right? Like really looking to get into short-term rentals, but wanting to do it without having to screw it up, right? Because the most expensive thing in this is not the education. It's actually the ignorance. It's doing it wrong because you didn't know what was right. And I mean, Kyle, you've already spent hundreds of thousands of dollars learning how to do it right and wrong and left and right so that you can get this really packaged for just less than $1,000.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the same reason why I spent $30,000 on my education to get into flipping. Like that was before I even did Airbnb, I did flipping. And I said, you know what, this is going to cost me $30,000, but what if I didn't have this education and I went and bought a bad deal? What could that cost me? That could cost me way more than $30,000. That could cost me possibly even a lawsuit if I don't know what I'm doing, right? So it's the same thing in any education. You're either going to do it to make less mistakes or to move faster or really to even do both. So yeah, to your point, I think that would be an awesome place. And if you're still not sure if you want to invest, I got a lot of free resources out there. My YouTube channel and podcast are both The Fearless Investor. And you can just go to fearlesskyle.com as my website and get all of our resources.
Awesome. Well, appreciate it, Kyle. Like again, very generous of you and everybody. I mean, there's a reason why I bring Kyle back, because I mean, when people ask me, who do you trust that helps teach short-term rentals? Kyle's my guy, right? I'm not saying he's the only guy out there, but I know that Kyle does it well and he's a genuine guy. You know, birds of a feather flock together. I like people that are kind of like me, that are real people that really care about you guys getting results. And so go to moneyripples.com, click on podcasting, and under this actual episode, click on that. Check out his deal. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us today. Rest of you, thank you for joining us as well. Again, don't just be a hearer, but be a doer as well. That is when your life begins to change. Make it a great week, everybody. We'll see you later. Thank you.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.